Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. Here we are with Broccoli.
Hello everyone.
How's it going?
Well, you and I are good. It's about 5:45 in the morning and we're driving to Wollongong to go skydiving today.
Yes, we are.
And today's Wednesday. I've stopped doing social media for the year now and just to, I don't know, concentrate on other things.
Yeah.
And but I thought we'd do a last podcast. So 2018's almost finished. Christmas only a few days away.
Yep.
What's Santa bringing you, Broccoli?
Well, let's just make it through skydiving first and then we'll focus on Christmas. I don't know what Santa's bringing me. You get to, when you're older, you just like, you don't even care, really.
No.
It's more about other stuff Christmas now.
Do you still leave biscuits and
milk
and that out for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of talk about 2019 and, you know, make this your best year yet and all of that. I think that's very relevant, like it's because you get a new wave of energy, new focus. But I want to talk about what I'm striving for next year, which I thought might be a good thing to chat about.
Yeah, 100%.
So I don't share a lot of my own stuff. I share a lot of my own thoughts. We'll do a quick video now while we're recording this.
So I
think there's just a few things for next year that I'm really focused on myself. It's becoming number one in Australia for real estate.
Yeah.
That's one thing. So we list and sell about 20 listings a month, 20 sales a month. So we're moving that to 30 and 30.
Yeah.
Not just for more volume, but to do it better. And, you know, one thing I do really want to work out this year, Broccoli, is my personal life.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. A bit of peace of mind around that. You know, it's been a super up and down year for me personally.
Yeah.
But work's just, you know, stayed pretty constant. Kept that pretty focused. That's something that I really want to find a centre in because it's, well, probably for about a year and a half, I've had a lot of management around my personal life. That's something I really want to try and work out. But when people are listening to this, there's just so much advice out there.
Yeah.
You know, like I look at, you know, even on my Insta feed, it's everyone's like who do you listen to? You know, like who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to? I don't know. There's not really one person that really comes to mind that I think about. I find listening to, like, I'll listen to a lot of Navy SEALs. I think they tend to teach you a lot about life, some of the stuff that you go through, just in general. Because I think, like, they actually, it's like, people like business owners and stuff like that, they can talk about all this stuff and what you need to do, but at the end of the day, they're not in a life or death situation. So that's why I reckon, like, if you listen, like, there's this podcast called Jocko Willink Podcast. And he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and just, like, it's real. It's 100% real, and you know that he's learned a lot from real-life experiences. That, like, people like Seth said, Gary Vee, he probably wouldn't make it through Navy SEAL training, but at the end of the day, he still tells you some messages. So sometimes it can be. That's why I try to listen to, like, people that have been through a lot of stuff.
So a bit of everything?
Yeah. Just whatever resonates with you, really.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever, like, you listen to it, you're like, oh, it gives you goosebumps, or you're like, wow. That's really cool.
You know, I think it was funny. There was a comment on, so Tom Penos put up something about suicide the other day.
Yeah.
And I commented on his thing saying, you know, my sister killed herself at 27 and her son fairly recently killed himself too and he was 14.
Yeah, wow.
So because he missed his mum so much.
Yeah.
Because on the post it said, suicide affects the people that you leave behind for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
So think twice about it. You might think it might solve your pain, but you're leaving all this other pain for people around you.
100%.
Yeah, and et cetera. Anyway, I put a comment on there because I thought it was a really good post. And someone wrote on there, oh, wow, I didn't realise super agents like you have such downs or something like that. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, the reason I was like, what the heck, is I reckon we have more downs than we do up, roughly.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
I think, yeah, 100%.
I mean, you're with me every day, and you've been with me for a while, but it's like, think about all the stuff that we manage along the way that's like, oh, bloody hell, and, you know, I think really, like, we expect life to be, well, this is super successful, we're killing it, blah, blah, blah. I think there's momentum for sure.
Yeah.
But like you said, you like listening to those Navy SEALs because it's like, they've been there, they've done that, that's why I reckon whoever you listen to, you've got to have some... Do you know a guy called David Goggins?
Yeah, he's one of them as well. Listen to a lot.
Yeah, like Glenn Twiddle put me onto him. And I mean, that guy, if you've never heard of David Goggins, go and have a look at him.
Yeah, he's insane.
Ex-Navy SEAL, but he was 150 kilos, say.
Yeah.
Really overweight, 140 kilos, really overweight. He was a pest...
Yeah, he got rid of
pest
cockroaches.
And then he was like, one day he got home, he's like, no, there's got to be more to life than this. And he made a decision to change things. And then now he's probably one of the fittest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
Holds the world record for the most chin-ups, the most push-ups. Yeah.
Runs ultra-marathons. It's just insane.
And he, to get into this race, this hardest race in the world, he had to qualify by running 100 miles.
Yeah.
And he ran 70 miles and he was literally broken, like his whole body was broken. And he made a decision at that moment to finish, to do the other 30 miles with no energy, feet wrecked, cramps, whatever. But he said that when he made that decision and pushed himself a little bit further and went through that, he said the internal elation, like he went into this different space altogether where it became easy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy, but it was like his state of mind changed completely. So he went from total give up, can't do it, to owning it, like almost committing to it so much that it's like universal energy's carried you through.
Yeah. That's exactly what he says. It's like he was talking about once you just get past that barrier of, oh, I can't do this, but you just keep going. He can't explain it. Like, it's just like...
Something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that second wind, you know, when you're really tired and all of a sudden something happens inside of you and you're more awake than you were before.
Mm.
Not that I've ever run 100 miles. I don't know. I don't know what it feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I watched him, I was like, what else could I turn up in my life? Like, what else could I tweak to make it... You know, am I doing enough?
Yeah.
You know, like, we do pretty good, but am I doing enough? So 2019 for me is probably going to be about not, like, have my record year. Yeah, that would be all nice, but that's those little things. What could I do a little bit more? You've probably noticed I do 31 minutes now.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like a lot.
No.
But in the 30 minutes, I walk for 5, run for 10, walk for 5, run for 5, walk for 5. And I'm not a runner at all. Yeah. Like, I'm like a fairly like largish sort of guy. I never run at all. Can't stand running. But the benefits from it's really good.
Yeah.
And I'll never be like a marathon runner. I don't want to be one of those. I think their bodies look a bit depleted and things. Yeah. I just do it to try and keep my shape. But that 31 minutes, so at the end, I just do, instead of when I run for 5, I run for 6 now on an incline of 3.
Yeah.
It's about 450 calories.
Mm.
But the sweat is like full on just from doing that. And now I'm training myself just to do 31 comfortably, because I can do 30 like so, not easily, but it's like habit.
Yeah.
I do 31 and then 6 months later I'll do 32, slowly and slowly.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the theme throughout the whole of 2019 for me. Like, am I being the best dad I can be? Like, what more can I do there? My health.
It's just like a little bit more, isn't it? Like, it's just that
a little bit more.
Minute.
Yeah, am I completely engaged?
Yeah.
At work, you know, to become number one in Australia, next year might not happen, but it might happen in 3 years' time. But next year's just that little bit step more towards it.
Yeah.
So if we just take out what David Goggins says, you know, are we committed enough around it? Like, you know, I went out with some friends a few weeks back and I was on a boat full of strippers and I was like, nah, this is not me. And I went out and sat on the roof and of the boat, like the deck up top, and I was just so like, just didn't want to be there. It was just not my scene at all. And, you know, we went out after that and went out for dinner and things like that. It was a late night, really late night. And I just couldn't perform the next day or the next day after that. It was just like, knocked me around a little bit just from being out. And things like, put, like just yourself, if you look at yourself as a performance vehicle, are you eating the right food? Like, you know, is it all that sugar-based stuff? Is it, if you're overweight and you're listening to this and you think to yourself, like, I want to lose weight, well, what are you actually going to do about it?
100%, yeah, exactly.
You know, are you, the next time you go to pick up that Snickers bar, are you going to actually leave it there and go buy an apple instead?
Yeah.
Those little tiny improvements, I reckon, for 2019, imagine you did that right the way through your career, your finances, your health, your relationships, all of that. Like, how much can you just tweak this? If it became the year of tweaking, forget these big jumps. Like, you know, you've got to 100%. Double your business and you do, that'll all come. But when you're on fire, and I mean on fire inside, you've got this connection. Like when David Goggins talks, you can see how committed he is inside. He's just such a laser beam focused individual because he's made that decision to make his life great.
Yeah.
And look what's happening.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, and he just ran. I mean, he's done other things. He's Navy SEAL and all this. But, you know, he created this outcome because he committed so much to it. So I want people to hear this. Like, you know, I'm being pretty open. You know, it's with my personal life. Like, I've got 6 kids, a little bit dysfunctional with some of them. Shelly and I are having a few issues at the moment as well. Been divorced once before. Like, it's a really big challenge for me, getting this whole thing working well.
That's why it's good for people, like, because, like, everyone looks at you and goes, oh, he mustn't have had it tough, but it's, like, it's the opposite. Like, you've had that many challenges, and the fact that you're still high up in real estate just goes to show it doesn't matter how many challenges you have.
Oh, so many. Like, if you look at...
It's that mindset, like David Goggins. You can go that extra mile if you decide to. It's within you. You got to make the decision to do it.
I reckon one of the biggest challenges in my life is ever, and I've been through some where I've, you know, had no car for a year and a half when I started in real estate, and I used to have to walk all the streets and dock on these doors. Everyone's heard it. I know everyone's heard this story and these stories. And but if I look back across my whole career, I've had all these big challenges, but I could definitely say that the biggest challenge I've had so far is right now.
Yeah.
It's, I've got 4 older kids. Their mum has left them about a year and a half ago, just totally disengaged from them and, you know, left them. I have them. I've got 2 younger kids. Shelly and I are having some issues at the moment. We're totally separate from each other, trying to form some sort of basis of relationship to keep life moving. And I've got to perform every day. Like, I've got to go out and actually perform and be in front of people and win business and all of this sort of stuff and keep building the business and provide for everyone. And I'm, you know, I've got a couple of older kids that are really, well, one of them is really off the rails at the moment. Are we going the right way, by the way?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, like, I could sit here and go, oh, you know, all this. I'm not doing it to whinge. I hardly even talk about it to people apart from my closest friends. But the reason I say this to you is, like, it's a place to start for me now. Like, how do I actually create the life, the year that I want to do? I could sit here and whinge about the whole thing and people should be doing this and people should be doing that and why aren't this and why aren't that, but I take full ownership and I'm sort of like, well, how do I make it a bit better? Just a bit better.
I think that should be like the thing for 2009. What you said, the Snickers bar or the apple. So, like, you choose the apple over the Snickers bar. It's not like within one day you're going to lose 10 kilos. It's just like within a month it builds up over time and eventually you'll start losing kilos. You just got to make that decision, or just the, as you said, the little tweaks. That's what it should be about, 2019. Little tweaks.
Yeah, little tweaks. People are, I know quite a few people listen to this that aren't in real estate, but if you're a business owner or in real estate, same sort of thing. If you, people say, oh, business isn't great. And I hear it all the time. Business is not great. It's slow out there. It's this, it's that. I would start there for some people who, you know, are definitely that way minded. I'd stop talking about it. Like, I'd stop talking about it and start talking about opportunity. That's one tweak, you know, because as soon as you start to do that, your energy will change and you'll start to see other opportunities that you would have missed by being absorbed into the negative side of it. This isn't happening right.
Yeah.
It's like me walking around every day complaining about the older kid's mum. You know, like, sure, I was a bit annoyed for a while, but at the end of the day, it's like, well, how do I fix it? They're with me now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just getting on with life, and I'm not very domestic, but I make their lunches every day. Yeah. I do their thing. I get them to school. I get their clothes sorted, blah, blah, blah. I've never had to do that my entire life. So what's a tweak for people that aren't doing well at work right now? They want 2019 to be different. Stop talking about it for a start.
Yeah.
Start talking about what you want. Prospect. Like, if you're a business owner or you're in some sort of job and you want more clients, get out there and prospect. Mm. You put a whole lot of business cards in your pocket and go and talk to 30 people every day. Just go and knock on their door. If I was an electrician and I was starting a business, I would go out, and part of my job every day would be to walk into every restaurant in the whole area, other areas, all over the place, and just say, look, you might have an electrician, I just want to give you my card. If anything pops up, just keep me in mind. Yeah. Do you know how much people appreciate the proactiveness? They go, oh, wow, no other electrician has ever done that, ever, since I've had the business. They'll more than likely use you. Because building a business is more about you getting out there and connecting with people than it is about putting an ad in the Yellow Pages and hope people ring it. Yellow Pages is a bit old now,
exactly,
isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
But putting an ad on Google AdWords and hoping people ring you, yes, that's one part of it. But get out there and do something about it. If you're not happy with your body, get out there and do something about it. It's like the Rock. I know he's, you know, probably takes heaps of steroids and all this sort of stuff, but look how much he's in the gym. He's in the gym all the time because he wants to maintain his walking advert, and he is a walking advert for himself.
Yeah.
He wants people to look at him and say, wow, that guy's in shape. Is he addicted to the gym? Probably, but that's his thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, people like look at The Rock and be like, oh, he's got the opportunity to do it, but it's so untrue because there's this thing where he talks about sometimes he has to be on set at about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Caution.
So then
approaching red light
he decides
camera.
To go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning. Like, he makes his own time. It's not like he has the opportunity to do it because he's some famous person. He's as busy as anyone, but he still makes the time to go to the gym, and that's it. It's just that decision. And stop making excuses about it. He just does it.
Yeah, he does. Mm. He was on Instagram the other day, and he was really tired.
Yeah.
I think he'd been somewhere and done, I don't know, been, yeah. He could have quite easily not done it that day. And he said the 99% of people would have just forgotten about it. The 1% would have got in there and made it count. And I think 2019 should be about tweaks. Yeah. It should be about looking at your entire life and saying, where can you squeeze a bit more out of it just to move yourself a little bit more forward? Because if you do that 365 days of the year next year, you will move forward in a massive amount.
Mm.
But you don't have to wait for the big movements forward.
No.
They come because all the little movements are constantly being tweaked forward. So let's keep it really simple. Think about it. What more could you do in the areas of your life that are important to you? Relationships, finance, health, work. What more could you do to make the tweaks all come together over time? And don't look for the big jumps, but all come together over time where all of a sudden you have doubled your business, you have tripled your health, you have made your relationships deeper and greater and better, and you do have this great sense of excitement around the momentum that you're creating. Plus, you have peace of mind because everything's in a good space in your life.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. See you guys.